I'm start to think now because it's a bit of a surprise question. But yeah, there are many things going on, and I think that one thing we haven't talked too much about is regulation, at least at the European Union level. And we have the famous CSDDD, or the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, that is coming now. At some point, it's going to be enforced, and that requires also that there is due diligence on affected communities. It's not just supply chain, supply chain. We'll see in Norway, we also see more regulation regarding human rights due diligence. And that means that companies in Norway and investors in Norway need to report on how we're doing this. So I need to report on the companies that I'm investing and how they are actually implementing also and respecting indigenous people rights if those they are there. So I think that this is the fact that companies now, due to legal requirements, they have to abide by the law. It's really giving us more traction here. So it's not the same now for me to go to a company and say, look, the UN Guiding Principles, I love the UN Guiding Principles, but they're volunteer, and the companies don't care that much about it. Let's put it that way. But now we can say that there are laws there. And I think that together with the fact that we're having more and more momentum, the investors, and having those conversations with civil society, I think it's going to push us all together to respect indigenous people rights at some point. It's a promise. Yeah.